Blessings. I am so glad to be back here with you in the classroom. That's right, Dominion Over Finances is back in session. I am so glad to be here with you on today, my friends, and I'm glad that you are joining me for yet another session. Today, our topic is money, and specifically, money answers all. So King Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, a particular scripture that we're going to use for our focus on today. And that scripture reads, "A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things." A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Now, you may notice in your Bible that the word things is italicized. That means that things was added to later translations of that particular verse. So when we look at that, and I'll read it for you again, originally that scripture read, "A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all." So today I want to talk to you about money answering all. First, let's define what money is. So money itself is a note. It is a note that is backed by the government. And it is backed by the government as a means of exchange or a medium of exchange. And that is the underlying tool that's used to measure growth and to measure wealth and all of those types of things within an economy. Now, money, because it is a medium of exchange, makes it a currency. It is not the only currency that you may see in an economy. It is not the only measure of growth or wealth in an economy, but nevertheless, it is a currency. Money itself is not the only currency that you will see, but it is a form of currency. So now that I've given you a bit of an economics lesson there, let's dig into what Solomon is talking about when he says money answers all. And I'm going to read to you from some of my notes, okay? So if I look down a little bit, I'm reading from my notes. But nevertheless, Solomon is stating that money has and serves a purpose. So that's the first lesson. Your money has and serves a purpose. Okay. Now, that also implies that the power of the money that you have lies within your hands. But it not only lies within your hands, it lies within your mouth. Okay. It lies within your mouth. So when you think about money answering all, that means that money hears and money responds, all right? So money not only hears, but it also responds to the commands that you give it. So what command are you giving your money? That is the first question I have for you on today. So what you've got to recognize is that money, your money, the money that's been entrusted to me, it will take heed and pay attention to whatever I command it to. Okay? So when you think about money answering all, there are four key things that I want you to think about in terms of your money answering or how it answers. Okay? The first is that money itself, it does answer. So that means either your money is answering a question or it's answering a problem, but it is going to answer, okay? And it will answer whatever you have commanded it to do. The second is money responds. So money, again, it's going to respond to whatever you have commanded it to do. If you are commanding it to only pay bills, then that is how it will respond. It will respond in a way where it is only going to address bills. When you command your money to take care of the kingdom and then take care of your house second, it will respond to those commands. When you command your money to take care of the kingdom, to take care of your house, to be invested, and to earn or return an investment, that is the command that your money will respond to. So again, my friends, what are you commanding your money to do? The third thing, or the third way in which your money answers, is that it testifies. Your money testifies. It testifies to how you have commanded it. It testifies to how you have utilized it. And it also will testify in the courts of heaven of how you have used your resources to honor God and to honor His kingdom assignments that your money should be responding to. So your money answers, your money responds, your money testifies, and your money speaks. It speaks to how you have caused it to move in the earth. It speaks to how literate you have been. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but it speaks to your ability to utilize it in such a way that it is always getting a return. And that requires financial literacy. So your money answers, and in answering, your money responds. And in responding, your money testifies. And in testifying, your money speaks. So when we say our money answers all, it is doing those four things. It is not only answering, but it is responding, and it is testifying, and it is speaking. So what are you commanding your money to do? That is the question of the day. If money answers all, what are you commanding your money to do? Are you commanding your money to only address bills? Are you commanding your money only to do specific assignments? Are you commanding your money in multiple ways? Do you have multiple streams flowing in, and therefore you have multiple streams flowing out, all of which you are commanding? That is the question that is before you today, my friends. And I want to reiterate, your money is going to respond in the way in which you command it. It's going to answer you in the way in which you command it. So ultimately, the power is in your hands and in your mouth. How are you going to change your ways of allocating? How are you going to change your ways of talking about and utilizing your money so that it answers differently, it responds differently, it testifies differently, and it speaks differently? That is your challenge on today. That is your challenge as you go forward in these here times, and oftentimes it seems quite uncertain. But that is your challenge, my friends. So I want to leave you with three things when we talk about commanding your money and we talk about money answering all. That means we've got to change the way that we behave and that we engage and that we interact with our money. And that means you've got to give your money a different command. You have got to change the way in which you command your money. And so I want to leave you with three things in terms of commanding your money that you have to do. The first is this: you've got to command your money to work. So you go to work every day, whether it be you're going to a regular job or maybe you're an entrepreneur. Regardless of what you do to make your living, there's a certain stream of money or streams of money that are coming into you. You have got to use that money and command that money to work for you. So that means in commanding your money to work for you, that money has to be invested on things that will bring a return. whether that be investing in yourself, whether that be investing in whatever shape or form, your money has to work so that it brings in a return. Even when you are sleeping, you want your money working. That is the new command that you need, or at least one of the new commands that you must give and bring to your money. So the first way in which you are going to command your money differently is you are going to command your money to work. So that means now your allocation and the ways in which you are utilizing your money, it has to change so that your money is working for you. The second command that you want to give your money is your money needs to multiply. And in order for your money to multiply, your money has to be invested. Now, it can be invested in a number of different ways, and I won't go into that right here. But multiplying your money and commanding your money to multiply, it requires investment, and it requires that you know how to invest. So you have got to begin to understand the ways in which money works, the ways in which investments work, and the ways in which you can get your money to multiply. So you're going to command your money to work. You're going to command your money to multiply. And the third thing you're going to command your money to do, and this is the final point, you are going to command your money to move in such a way that it enlarges your territory. As kingdom men and women, we have a kingdom assignment, and that is to advance the kingdom. And the money that has been entrusted to us has to be commanded to work, it has to be commanded to multiply, and it has to be commanded to enlarge our territory so that we can more effectively and efficaciously expand the kingdom. So my friends, we got to get busy. We have to understand that yes, our money, especially in the hands of a kingdom person, a kingdom citizen, money in the hands of a kingdom citizen can answer all, but we've got to command it. We've got to command it to work. We've got to command it to multiply, and we have to command it to enlarge our territory. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I pray that it has changed your perspective, or is changing and will change your perspective on how you command your money and how your money will respond, how your money will answer, and how you can advance the kingdom by commanding your money differently. God bless.
The amount of it speaks to how you have utilized it in the earth. It speaks to how literate you have been. So what are you commanding your money to do? That is the question that is before you today, my friends. And I want to reiterate, your money is going to respond in the way in which you command it. Thank you.